Okay, so Birgit is saying we went from vibe coding to, what'd she call it, harness engineering in a year.
Harness engineering, yeah.
And the jump is from pasting together Stack Overflow snippets to agents that can self-correct with conventions and test suites?
Right. Feed-forward tools like Lazy Loaded Skills save context window. Feedback tools like Static Analysis catch mistakes before they ship.
So it's not just speed, it's confidence. Anyway, how was your flight from DC?
Delayed, 2 hours on the tarmac. Then the seat pocket was full of someone else's trash. Classic.
Ugh. And you still showed up to argue with me about AI?
Someone's gotta.
But back to the evolution. Monolithic MCP servers got replaced by Lazy Loaded Skills, CLI scripts, right?
Yeah, and context window's the bottleneck. So you chunk it into skills you pull in only when you need them.
So that's the feed-forward part?
Exactly. Then feedback's the tests and static analysis that tell the agent, hey, you messed up row 47.
And the UI split's interesting too. Terminal tools like Claude Code for headless runs, cursorful when you need the visual debug.
I mean, that tracks. You don't need a GUI if it's just running scripts. But debugging a whole agent? Yeah, good luck in a terminal.
You say that like you've tried.
I have. It's NOT fun.
So the real shift's the harness. Conventions up front, tests on the back end. And the risk model, success odds, failure impact, detectability, feels almost boringly practical.
Boring's good when you're shipping code, but I dunno. Harness engineering sounds like a buzzword we'll all regret in 6 months.
That's such a codey take.
It's accurate.
Fine. But who actually benefits? Teams that can afford the guardrails, or the ones already moving fast?
The ones who can define their conventions and their tests. If your repo's a mess, the harness won't save you.
So it rewards discipline. Which, fair. Alright. Episode 475 in the books. Try not to get stuck in a terminal this week.
No promises.